2 here, and you can bring up anything as always at 855-450-FREE. Now, we don't have to talk about the Rich Paul trial, but I think there's still more to say. I went for the final of 3 days today when the jury returned their horrible, inhumane verdict of guilty on all 5 counts of selling cannabis and 1 count of selling something that was allegedly purported as LSD, but the evidence in the case showed that he never said LSD once. But nonetheless, the jury found him guilty of that one, too, as well as another count of possession of cannabis with intent to distribute. We'll continue to give you updates on Rich Paul as that situation develops. He has not yet been sentenced. Sentencing date is unknown. But if you'd like to get more detail on the trial, you can go to freekeen.com. There were many, many posts that I made today with some exact quotes of some of the things that were said during the trial. Full trial video is still to come. I haven't even had a chance to work on it yet, but we'll get that out probably sometime, hopefully within the next 24 hours or so. And this is, again, a 3-day-long trial, so maybe I should do it in 3-day-long chunks, or I don't know. We'll see how long it ends up after I hack it all together.
I wonder who watches these things. Really? I mean, what's this got to be? Something like 15 hours of boring programming?
Most of it's pretty unwatchable just because it's, police routine questioning.
I sat during it, I'm telling you. Just part of it, and it's boring. It's awful.
I mean, if it was live-streamed, that would be a whole other thing, right? Like, because then...
You know what happens at the end of it.
Right.
I mean, you know, I could watch this all the way through. I can only imagine somebody who was paid by Rich's legal team, if he could afford something like that, and I don't think he can, who could possibly sit through it.
Well, it would be nice if somebody who has the time could take this video and then, you know, hack it up into a summary piece, because there's a lot of lawyers going up to the bench. There's a lot of time where it's downtime, basically.
Yeah.
But when I'm recording, I want to make sure I record everything that that occurs from start to finish. So that's why I include all that in there. I don't want to take the time to go in and take, you know, the
please don't.
Relevant portion.
I'm not trying to shame you into it, Ian. I'm only suggesting that it's
it's hard to watch.
Boring footage.
But at least you can jump ahead pretty
sure
easily.
Yeah, no, I think it's nice that to have it a record of it and have it out there for people to use if they want it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was talking with some folks the other day out in the park here at Central Square in Keene. Just happened to meet them. They were doing some research on the guy that set himself on fire out in front of the very same courthouse that we were in today. And they were just shocked that we had trial video. Like, they couldn't even believe that we have video of what goes on inside courtrooms.
Really?
Well, they were from Massachusetts, and in most other places, it's a fairly difficult process, if there is a process at all, to get a video camera inside a courtroom. So, you know, they were just blown away. Like, what? You have video from inside a courtroom? Well, yeah, we have it every time, because we've got that here in New Hampshire. New Hampshire's got some real problems, no doubt. But there are things here that you can do you can't do anywhere else as far as activism.
That video in the courtroom is not something that's a given. That has been a kind of an ongoing battle, if you will, between...
Activists died on that hill.
Yeah, I mean, that was an up-and-down thing. That is
I see where you're coming from, but most of the, if you want to use the term battle, the conflict on video cameras has actually been outside of the courtroom. It's the court lobbies where video camera use is severely restricted. It's not that difficult in New Hampshire to get a camera into a courtroom. Not at all, in comparison to other places. And that's why every single hearing that we have that I can go to, I'm there recording it. So that's one of the things that we've got here that makes it nice. It makes doing activism a little bit easier. And there's a number of things like that in New Hampshire. There, in fact, are 101 reasons why people should consider moving to New Hampshire if they love liberty. Because getting together with other people makes things more possible. So anyway, a little bit more about what happened at the Rich Paul trial. As I mentioned previously, the judge would not allow the defense to put in jury instructions specifically addressing jury nullification. And the judge went through with the standard Wentworth instructions with one change of one word and basically emphasized when he was talking to the jury that they should follow the law as I explain it. He would emphasize the word I. I mean, this, it was just awful to watch. In addition to that, Let's see. Basically, the defense didn't call any witnesses, and I question that. I think Rich probably should have taken the stand. I mean, he was admitting to have sold the cannabis. He was not trying to obscure that. That was something that he admitted on this show and on YouTube. So when I talked to Rich, it seemed like his reason for not taking the stand was that he didn't want to be asked questions like, well, who did you get the weed from? And, of course, you can always answer that question with, you know, I just can't remember that person's name. You know, you could do that. Politicians do it all the time, right? So that's one way he could have handled that. And then I guess he was concerned about some of the questions they might have asked about the LSD thing. So, you know, had he not had the LSD thing, maybe things would have gone differently. Maybe he would have been willing to have taken the stand. And maybe if the jury could have seen him as more of the, you know, laughable, kind of good-humored guy that he is, and likable character that he is, rather than, you know, this silent guy that's sitting over on the side of the courtroom that you only see talking when he's doing drug deals when they're playing back evidence. Mm. To have him explain why he did what he did, I always think that would have been valid and or valuable, but obviously I don't know if it would have changed anything.
Yeah, I don't know.
What do you think? Should he have testified?
I don't know if it would have changed their verdict. But
I don't know either.
But there's no doubt that when Rich Paul talks, you get a sense of this guy is a good guy. You know,
yeah.
He's a friendly,
he'll put a smile,
kind-hearted guy. Yeah, I mean, he's very fun to be around. You know, and so I think it would have been only a benefit for him to talk. But I don't know that would have been enough to change the jury's mind.
One of the other things that happened was the defense attorney, during her closing statement, pointed out that the FBI probably told a lie. Either the FBI lied or the Drug Task Force agents, all of them, told a lie, because it was the FBI agent who claimed the Drug Task Force contacted him, and the Drug Task Force agents claimed they never contacted the FBI. She pointed out that it's as though they want us to believe that they just happened to meet up in the Walgreens parking lot one day and say, oh, hey, yeah, we're investigating this. You know, you could help us out with that. Like, as though they just happened to just, you know, meet up was basically their story. And so they were caught lying, essentially. Somebody was caught in a lie. And, you know, she pointed out the FBI, she says, was involved in this from the get-go, and somebody isn't telling the whole truth. None of that mattered to the jury. All of the shifty behavior of the agents in this case, the questionable ethics of the agents in this case, none of that mattered. It just didn't even weigh on these people at all. Or if it did, they didn't talk about it, because after the hearing, they escaped from the courthouse, as the jurors seemed to have a tendency to do. I would be very interested to find out what the bailiffs at the court are telling jurors before they leave these courthouses, because they always leave in a similar manner. Whether it's Cheshire County or the Manchester courthouse, I've seen them do the same thing. They'll leave in a group. And then there'll be, you know, three or four of them will go one direction. The other two, if that are parked the other way, will go one way. They stay next to one another. There's usually a male that's accompanying a female. In this case, there were three males accompanying one female at one point, another male accompanying another female. And so they're like protecting each other from being asked questions. I guess they're probably told things like, those people could be violent, or who knows what they're saying about us behind closed doors.
They're laying in wait for you out there.
Or that you're not supposed to talk to the media. Who knows what lies they might be telling to people? I tried to bribe them with a $20 bill to, you know, for 5 minutes worth of an interview. Apparently that's not enough money. Maybe I need to start offering more money. But
is it worth more money to you?
I'm fascinated to hear what goes on in jury rooms. I'm willing to pay for that. I want to know.
If it's worth it to you, pay for it. But I mean, all I'm hearing over and over again is the same stuff. I've heard you've gotten three interviews now?
Two. Well, two in New Hampshire, and then there was a guy in Massachusetts.
There was Juror Jim.
Juror Jim. The recent one in the Occupy trial.
The recent one in the Occupy trial.
And then the guy in Massachusetts.
Well, there was a bit of a short interview with one of the jurors here, right?
There was a juror who said something to me here. He was not interviewed. He did not consent to be interviewed. He did not accept money for the interview.
All
but
right.
He did say something. I'll play that audio here in a moment, and you can hear what he said. It's fairly revealing. 855-450-FREE. I'm glad he said it, because it made the headline of the story. You can see the story if you want over at freekeen.com. But that'll ruin the surprise if you haven't heard it already. So that's coming up. 855-450-FREE. Skype us, lrn.fm.
Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits, a daily minute program to help you overcome the habits you want to break and establish new ones in their place. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
I think one of the habits that we need to form is to slow down and really enjoy our lives. You know, a lot of things that we think we have to do could wait, and in hurrying to always keep everything done, we often miss a special moment that God's providing for us because we're too busy to stop and actually enjoy that moment. One of the things that everybody says today is, I'm just so busy, or I'm too busy, and I think that we need to realize that God has called us to more than busyness. He wants us to bear good fruit. Jesus died that we might have and enjoy our lives. So I encourage you to start enjoying your journey and not just being busy.
For more information and insight on how you can make good habits and break bad habits, please visit Joyce Meyer, spelled Meyer.org. Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits, 14 New Behaviors That Will Energize Your Life is a new book by best-selling author and internationally acclaimed teacher Joyce Meyer. In this new book, Joyce Meyer starts by examining the nature of habits, overcoming the habits you want to break, and establishing new ones in their place. Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits, 14 New Behaviors That Will Energize Your Life is the latest book from New York Times best-selling author Joyce Meyer. It's available wherever books are sold.
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live's gonna be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Airwaves, toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can grab archives, and they go back to late 2006, all free at freetalklive.com, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. You can go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com and get access to more than just the archives. You get the archives, and you get episodes of Edgington Post. Mark, you had someone on your Edgington Post today that is talking about time management.
That's right. David Sanders is an expert in the area of time management, and he's given some tips, the four D's, as it were. And you can go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com. The Edgington Post should be near the top at this point. It should be at the top at this moment, but depending on when you're hearing this. And go check it out. It's worth the 15 minutes. If it makes it so that you manage your time better, it's worth it. And he's got some great tips.
All right, 855, 450 free. We're still talking about the Rich Paul trial. A lot of people are shocked by the verdict. Some people who are a little bit more jaded are not shocked by this, that yet another jury has convicted another human being of never harming, who has not harmed or has been alleged to have harmed anyone, of crimes that could place him in prison for the rest of his life. These are crimes that have no victim, so therefore they're not real crimes in my book. But apparently the jury felt differently and convicted him on all five counts of distributing cannabis and one count of distributing something that was supposed to be LSD but wasn't actually and never was represented as LSD. But that's another story. So you can go to freekeen.com to learn more about what happened actually during the trial today. I've been live blogging from the trial over the past 3 days, and all of that history is there. You can go and dig into it, and the trial video is coming up. But a videographer on his own, Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com, professional at doing videography, has some thoughts. And Marcus, you wanted to share those.
Yeah, that's right. Dave Ridley made a post just a few minutes ago on Facebook, and this is what he said. With regard to the Rich Paul situation, or for that matter, if you feel helpless in the face of the Boston situation, taking constructive action may be the best cure. The simple thing you can do right now, though not directly related, is go to the next Liberty-related event on your Facebook calendar, invite as many friends to it as you can that are who are in your area. He says, for me, it happened to be an event Rich invited me to. He goes on to say, if you don't do that, do something freedom-related in the next hour. I've invited about 150 people over the last day to relevant Liberty events, and it really is therapeutic. This should be a regular habit. Whenever anti-freedom things happen, we default toward increased freedom activity. And I think that's just a wonderful message.
I absolutely agree. And if you don't have anything going on liberty-oriented in your area, that's probably because you don't live in New Hampshire.
That's right.
You can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about what's happening.
BitcoinStore.com has more than 500,000 items ready for immediate shipment. You can buy consumer electronics and computer parts and all kinds of things from BitcoinStore.com. They're at a 0% markup from the world's largest consumer electronics distributor.
There you go. Make yourself feel better by buying things.
But buy them with Bitcoin at BitcoinStore.com. The prices there are going to be lower than everything. Like I said, 0% markup. It's going to be lower than you're going to be able to find in most places. It's an easy way to convert your Bitcoins into real-world items. Non-Bitcoin users can save money by buying from BitcoinStore.com instead of their online shops. The government can't track what you buy from Bitcoin Store, as if their government's tracking down your tablet. I don't know. You don't need to even give your real name or anything other than the address where you want your part shipped. It's BitcoinStore.com.
Let's go to Chris. He's in New York, and you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Marcus, and Mark.
Hey, guys. I've been keeping up with the Rich Paul thing. And I can't help but be outraged and angry over a jury of his quote-unquote peers finding him guilty, especially of the, you know, quote-unquote LSD charges, when the state's own technicians said that it was not LSD, on top of, obviously, that they should have let him go because most people think that marijuana should be legal anyway, and New Hampshire has passed these laws that say that jury nullification is now an affirmative defense. And I'm pissed off. I'm really angry, and I'm wondering how I should deal with that anger.
You know, all I can tell you is I feel your anger. Believe me, I feel the same way. I'm ashamed to say, or I'm embarrassed to say, that I delivered a closing argument today, too, in the Rich Paul trial. I just did it in my kitchen by myself. And I felt like I did a far better job than what I imagined the Rich Paul's attorney did. So you can see that, you know, I'm as passionate about this as you are. When I lived in Florida, I used to get... I'm going to call it violently angry, in that I thought of violent things that I could do in order, you know, to somehow solve these problems. And I suspect that this is how some people get when they can't find solutions to problems. The solution that I found to that particular problem, and that has basically worked for me on its own, it's not some practice I've had to put in place or anything like that, it's picking up and moving to New Hampshire where I can see hope. I see dozens, hundreds in some cases, of activists working in different ways, trying to bring more liberty about in my lifetime. They're working for my freedom all the time. Instead of being in a place where people are constantly working against your freedom and all you see is bad news in that area, I get to see good news. Little bits of good news, but a lot of little bits of good news all the time.
We didn't get good news from New Hampshire today, respectfully, Mark.
Agreed.
Well, you know, you're doing right now what you're doing is very important, and I'm glad that you called in and expressed your frustration and anger, because it is very important for you to express that to whoever you can, because, you know, you don't want to keep it bottled up inside. You need to let it out, and it's natural to feel frustrated, to feel angry, because here a peaceful man is, you know, being put into a cage, and that is very frustrating for all of us. So, but it is important for you to talk about it, to let that out so that you don't let it fester inside you. You know, it's part of, I guess, the process of just dealing with that.
I don't know. Maybe that's true, Marcus, but I think some people have shown, I don't know if there's a study to go along with this, but I've heard that, you know, the idea of, like, punching a pillow doesn't actually make you less angry at all.
I'm not saying
that it may not actually help to let it out sometimes.
There's nothing really cathartic, but you do need to talk about things.
No, I think that's important. I agree with that.
The point I want to make on this is I don't think there were, Ian, what did you say you thought beforehand the chances were?
5%.
5%. I don't think anybody thought that this was going to work out as far as jury nullification went. I certainly didn't think that it was going to be. Yeah, I hope too. But, you know, Rich Paul was apprised of his chances. He had the opportunity to, you know, to plea out. He believed in his heart that he could make this happen, or he wanted to be a martyr, or whatever his reasons were. This is the path he chose for himself, and God bless him for taking that path. But I don't think anybody in New Hampshire thought that this was going to be a victory. Do you understand what I mean?
And I totally understand what you mean, because I know Rich Paul personally. You guys know who I am.
And Chris Cantwell.
This
is Chris Cantwell. Chris, yeah, real quick, though, before you go on, you know, you mentioned no bad news out of New Hampshire. Certainly there's some bad things going on in New Hampshire. How's New York going?
It's even worse. It's absolutely worse. Right. I know that. I'm here to try to make a couple of bucks, and I think that this place is horrible, and I want to come back. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that New York is better than New Hampshire. That's certainly not what I'm saying. I speak publicly at events on a regular basis, and I say we should move to New Hampshire. I really think.
Are you going
to
be at the Anarchy in NYC event on Saturday?
I'm absolutely going to be at the Anarchy.
Stand by, Chris. We're going to bring you back here. I know you had something else you wanted to say, so hang on. We'll bring you back. 855-450-FREE. And he actually asked me on my Facebook page, angry yet? I'll tell you my response. Come up.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
Attention gardeners, it's that time of year again, and with food prices rising, there's never been a better time to take control of your own food supply by planting a backyard garden and growing your own nutritionally dense vegetables. Hi, I'm Brian Brody with Heirloom Solutions here in Thompson, Illinois, with a very special offer for you to kick off the 2013 gardening season. Right now, simply request our beautiful new seed catalog. Pay just $2 to help cover some of the postage costs. When you do, Three things are going to happen right away. Number one, within 24 hours, your heirloom seed catalog will be sent. Number two, we're going to deposit $20 in your heirloom solutions account. Number three, you'll also receive three hard-hitting reports valued at $75. Our cash garden report, our food shock report, and our diatomaceous earth report. Go to the website right now, freeheirloomseeds.com. Get $20 in free seeds. Go to freeheirloomseeds.com.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. For those who know the benefits of silver, for those who know the healing history of silver, and for those who want to be prepared, now there's Silver Gauze, a nylon elastic wrap with silver bonded to each individual fiber. Silver Gauze is a long-lasting, washable, and reusable must-have for any emergency kit. Get yours today at silvergauze.com, spelled silver, G-A-U-Z-E.com. Silver Gauze is what your emergency kit is missing.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site, so enjoy. We've got news updates. You can get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com. You can follow our updates via email, Twitter, and Facebook. And also, if you're following us on Twitter and Facebook, you'll get updates during the show, and sometimes you'll get updates during the daytime, just stuff that we think we might want to share with you. So go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up.
SACL CAI sponsors our phone lines. The principal, one of the principals over there, Jason Osborne, is a big supporter of Liberty, and consequently, he supports Free Talk Live because he believes that Free Talk Live is one of the single best outreach methods today for the ideas of Liberty. And if you've got a business and you need to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, try SACL CAI. You can trust them. They'll treat both you and your customers with respect. You can find their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page, SACL CAI.
All right, let's go back to Chris. Chris Cantwell is with us, calling from New York, the 50th most free state of the 50 states. Chris Cantwell, I understand.
Get ready to nudge out New Jersey for 49.
It's actually California's 49. Okay, Chris, you're back on Free Talk Live, and I want to make sure you get your thoughts out, so go ahead.
And I'm really glad to be here. And as you know, Ian, I did move to New Hampshire, and I am planning to come back to New Hampshire. And I've had some issues with some folks there, yourself included, even though I consider you a friend, that, I think that it's really time for people to be pissed off. I really think that when we see things like what's happened to Rich today, that their anger is an appropriate response to it. And you have repeatedly told me and others that it's not an appropriate response. I want to understand how else I'm supposed to react to it.
I think it's a realistic response. I just don't feel like it's a productive response. I mean, when I heard the, you had asked me on my Facebook profile whether I was angry yet, and I've been through a lot of things that would make a lot of people angry as far as how the state has treated my friends and myself and people I don't even know. So it's totally understandable why people would be angry about a verdict like this and a variety of other things, the horrible, inhumane things that the people calling themselves the state do on a regular basis. But when the verdict was delivered, I would say that the feelings I was experiencing at that moment, standing there operating the camera during it, were a mix of probably some frustration and maybe a little bit of... You know, I had a good adjective in my head a moment ago before, but certainly, you know, disappointment in my neighbors and you know, my fellow human beings' lack of empathy and courage. My hope that maybe somewhere deep in there, there's something that could change in the future as far as these things go. But, you know, Rich Paul, by the way, as soon as the verdict was delivered, told the jury that he forgave them. And so I think that he's not angry about it. And I think that's an important thing to look to. Rich Paul didn't yell at the jury. He didn't curse at them as a result of what they just did to him. And, you know, if anybody's justified in being angry, it would be Rich Paul. So I think that he set an example of peace in that moment where he could have chosen otherwise, I think is a really worthy example.
You know, and one gets to choose one's path. And there's only really sort of two paths in this. The angry path is, you know, whenever you've been confronted by somebody who's angry, you've probably not found them to be very convincing. And the reason I believe that is because ultimately we're just primates. Primates that are scared of the other primates. Because man only has really one hunter, and that's other men. And so therefore the one who comes from outside of the group and is yelling and making noise is a threat. And that threat really only can be dealt with in one way, and it's to crush it. And that's what I think the ultimate response is to people who are angry, is that people from the other group are going to attempt to destroy you in whatever way there is.
But at the same time, Mark, what I would say to that, I apologize for interrupting you, but what I would say is that men are crushing us. We are actually in a war of attrition where Rich Paul is only the latest casualty.
You're in a war of attrition. You're in a war of attrition, and the numbers are way against you. I mean, you've got like 1% of the population, even in New Hampshire, and the other 99%, they're not fighting. They're just shoving you out. They don't even have to fight. They're so powerful. At this point, we're winning hearts and minds, and we can't do that with anger. I get it. I'm the angriest amongst us. Angrier than you can possibly be on these subjects.
Angrier than Chris?
You know, that's how I feel.
You know this guy?
This stuff wells up in me.
If that's the case, then I'm with Mark. I'm cool with Mark. Look, Ian, if your thing is to bring people to it and let people understand the concepts and try to portray that in a manner that is not angry, then I've said before, I totally agree with you on that. What I have met in the course of my discussions about these ideas is that my ideas are inherently bad, and that's something that troubles me. I think that people who are saying that to me are wrong, okay? And that's something that I perceive from you. And what I think Mark is saying, that he's really pissed off too, and that it's right to be pissed off, but it's not a productive message. And that's something that I get, and I totally agree with.
Yeah, I mean, I just haven't been able to make this angry thing work, because what are you going to do? You're going to get angry and maybe get, because at that point, all it does is make people entrenched on either side, and our side doesn't have the numbers. We can't get entrenched. We have to be bringing, we're disciples of the message of liberty, and we've got to bring it out to people, and it's not going to be And we're not going to convince people with yelling and screaming. Chris, as much as I want to yell and scream, because those MFers are wrong.
I'd come at you from the, you know, I don't know if this is like a Hindu perspective, but it could be argued
it's not
that
a Hindu perspective.
That
you don't know, it's not.
I don't want to claim to be a Hindu, but from my understanding, you can be as angry as you want to be, man. I mean, if that's what makes you feel good, if, you know, if it's beneficial to you, if you feel it's something you have to do, is that you want to get angry and you want to sit in anger for, you know, as long as you feel comfortable and as long as that pleases you, then I say relish in it and be as angry as you want. But I agree with Mark that it's not productive. And I have to admit, you know, there are times when I've felt angry, and I was definitely frustrated at these jurors. But I find that it's beneficial to turn away from negative emotions and move towards positive emotions, because that's what I want for the, you know, for the world. So I have to have it in myself first before I can see that manifest outside of me. And so if I find myself angry, I want to be aware that I'm angry, and then I want to change away from anger as quick as possible so I can find forgiveness for those who might hurt me or my friends, and so I can move on with whatever it is I need to do next. Because, you know, if it's anger that motivates you, and, you know, you can go out there and do things that are constructive and positive out of that, that's cool. I just feel there's more positivity that comes outside of being angry, and there's value in shifting your you know, kind of your state of consciousness to the point of, you know, I like the idea that there's this spectrum. You know, you've got fear and anger, and you've got love and hope on the other side of the spectrum. And I like the idea of working your way up that spectrum. And, you know, you can't jump from fear to love usually in one fell swoop, but you can jump from, let's say, anger to pity. I mean, it doesn't sound like much, but I think there's something there. I think there's a step between anger and pity. You know, rather than being angry at these jurors, how about see them as fallible human beings who, like you, have made mistakes in their lives, and this is one of their mistakes, and feel sorry for these people. It's pity them. Man, they really screwed up.
I think that's exactly right.
And
you have
that's an up and down spectrum, though, okay? I don't think one of these things is higher than the other one. I think that they're
oh, I definitely do.
Well, to me, I believe
the same plane.
I believe anger is just, it's an immediate reaction. These other things you have to work towards. Anger can be easy.
Thanks, Chris. I appreciate your call, man. I appreciate the discussion. And I think they're worth working towards.
Absolutely, they're worth working towards.
The default response is not usually a good one.
I want to talk about the difference between pity and empathy when we get back.
All right, 855-450-FREE. You're right. All right, more coming up. Can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Dwayne Daly from Midas Resources, April 18th, 2013. Gold opened today at $1,398.70. 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,434.80. Half ounce for $717.42. Or a quarter ounce for $358.71. That's $1,434.80, $717.42, and $358.71.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explain this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
we travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Line, and with you tonight, Ian here.
Marcus.
And Mark.
Join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. And get tuned in online. We've got listening choices, online options, including broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show available around the clock. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is there for you. We're also on over 110 radio stations coast to coast that air the show at various different times throughout the week. Plus, we've got XM Satellite Radio, where you will hear us all 7 nights per week. In addition to that, we've got another satellite choice, which is KU Band. It's free to air. That means you can receive it with no monthly fee. All you have to do is buy some cheap equipment, point it at the right place in the sky, and you get free Talk Live and all the other great shows on LRN.FM. That's available across North and Central America. And it's thanks to Bitcoin, by the way, that we have that channel. There's also the webcam, which allows you to watch and listen, as well as the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and get tuned in that way as well. So go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more about that. Mark, you wanted to clarify pity versus empathy, because I was talking about shifting away from anger, and I suggested pity as the next stop on your spectrum.
I think that anybody who's in the Liberty, few people in the Liberty movement can legitimately pity somebody who's, you know, what we'll call a statist or has not encountered the ideas of liberty in the ways that we've encountered them, have not internalized those ideas, that there are few people that can actually legitimately pity someone else. The rest of us must have empathy. And Ian, you were a libertarian basically coming out of high school, and so maybe you're in the former category in that you can pity people. But I didn't find the ideas of liberty until my 30s. Not really. I mean, you know, maybe in my 20s, certainly a little bit, like I was a libertarian, Republican kind of thing. But I certainly didn't come on board until my late 30s with the full voluntarist spectrum. So I can only feel empathy for these people. I can't feel pity for them because I've felt the same way that they have felt in the past.
Well, empathy, I would say, is higher level than pity. I would say that
what I'm telling you is if you feel pity for these people, that you're a rotten jerk. That's what I'm trying to say. Okay. Because the fact is, to feel pity, you must be above someone else. And none of us are. We've all had these statist opinions.
I agree that people should feel empathy. I highly recommend that people feel empathy. I was talking about what someone can do who's angry, Mark. Does that make sense? Like, I'm trying to suggest shifts away from being just ragingly angry at another human being.
It should be a really short step through pity, is what I'm trying
great.
To tell
yeah,
anybody
let's move
who's
past,
upset.
Right, let's move through pity and then move to the next thing, which could be empathy.
Here's an easy way to move from anger, at least into empathy, is this is what you used to think 5, 10, 15, yeah. 20 years ago. You are that person, and you have walked more than a mile in those moccasins. Let's not, you know, get all mad at the moccasins now.
I wasn't going to ask someone like Chris Cantwell to jump from anger to empathy. That seems like a long jump for somebody who's really steamed and really angry at their fellow human
being.
I'm not mad. But I agree with you. You should move along the spectrum until you can find yourself loving these people.
I agree with both of you. I think you're both right because... Mark, you're absolutely right. We should all shoot for empathy. It's a wonderful thing to have. And you're right to say that, you know, empathy is better than pity. But I agree with Ian that if you're angry and you can't even consider empathy, well, maybe a small step to pity isn't such a bad thing on your way to empathy.
So, generally, this is what I do when I'm angry with somebody and about, you know, them not understanding what I mean when I'm talking about the ideas of liberty. But once I have, you know, internalized my anger and realized that I've got to turn it, I go to realizing that I have been there before. So
that's
there's
important.
Not even a step through pity.
That's good. You're advanced, Mark.
I don't think that it's advanced.
I think that's advanced. I think that having been in anger, I can empathize with what that's like. And when you're angry and you're Chris Cantwell and you're calling in, And I like Chris Cantwell. I think we get along fairly well, and we've had good conversations. And
I
lived
think
here in Keene for a while, and I think he's a very talented comedian. But, you know, when you're calling in to defend how angry you are and how it's important to be angry and that, you know, angry's good, then it may be pretty difficult to find empathy with the people that you're angry at. That's all I'm suggesting. I'm not saying that... I don't think that means that those people think they're better than those other individuals, and I didn't really feel that it was necessary to even go there. So I think that there's a spectrum, and the further you can move along on that spectrum to loving the people who are your enemies, which is, of course, a very challenging thing to do, then...
It's the best thing you can do. I made a conscious decision a few years ago that I decided I love everybody. And what that means
Excellent.
Is I don't have to like you, but I can love you. And what that means is even if we disagree, I still want you to have a good life, and I want you to be happy in your life. I don't want you to harm others, but even if I don't like you, I still want you to have a good life.
Yeah, now, there's something one can work on every minute of every day.
Yeah, and
loving other people,
yes.
Right? Like, this is, it's a really tough one, and I've been better at it and worse at it. I wish that there was a way to sort of consciously grow in that area, but I think what one has to do is just try to do it with everybody that somebody meets. And
especially the ones that you're inclined not to.
It's not even just about how... about you loving them, it's about how you can portray that love to them. Because the love's really useless unless you can... Because you can say, yes, I love them. They're dumb.
I disagree, though. I disagree that it's useless because it affects how I feel. So I can make... Even though I'm not affecting his or her life, I'm affecting my life and my sanity.
That's all you can affect.
Right. So I can be a lot saner knowing that I love this person, I don't hate them.
If you can portray that love well, then it's not all you can affect. If you can portray your love for that other person well, then
you
you're
can't
really
change how they feel.
Changing the world.
No, I agree with what you're saying. Right. You have to change yourself before anybody else is going to change. And I firmly believe that. And as far as the people that you would like to see change, then maybe if they see you and they, you know, I agree with you, if they believe you, if they believe that you're sincere, then that could affect them down the line. But they have to make that change for themselves. You cannot foist change in another human being. You can only change yourself.
Right.
And, that's why when people call in, they're like, you guys changed my mind. No. We just got on the radio and talked about some stuff. You listened, considered some ideas, and you changed your own mind based on your own assessment of the things that you heard and the opinions that you were exposed to and whatever alleged facts might have been brought into it. And this is why I get accused all the time of being disingenuous when I act nice towards police officers and offer them hugs. And I get accused of being passive aggressive, and I get accused of all these things. And I'm sorry, I believe that the people accusing me of those things are just projecting because they don't understand how someone could forgive a police officer who's harmed another human being. They don't understand how I could possibly want to give a cop a hug because they can't see themselves doing it. Even though I've done it multiple times. And when I offered to give Sturdy Thomas a hug the other day on the street, he smiled because he knows it's genuine. He knows, because I've offered him many a time in the past.
So I get where you're coming from when you say that other people have to change themselves.
Yeah.
But I also, can you understand where I come from when I say that I am at cause for everything in that happens in the universe?
You got to change yourself before anything
that
else.
Because I stand in the center and my perception radiates outward from that center, that I get to control what I see and what's around me. And then there's another step that controls what's around them, and that by controlling me, I have that effect on everything else. So I do think that you can bring people along by showing them that love.
You're setting an example, absolutely, but you're not changing them. They're the ones who are making the decision.
You are a positive influence, and that's what you want to be. You want to be a positive influence versus a negative influence. If you don't shower and you stink, well, people are going to smell you. But if you shower and you're nice and shiny and clean, you know, that brings a positive, aura to you and those around you.
I totally agree, Marcus. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to David. He's in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live, David.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
We're doing a radio show. What's on your mind tonight?
I had the census lady stop by my house on Monday.
Okay.
Really?
Home.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was for the this new American community survey.
It's not new. It's been going on for a while, but it's new to you. Right. Go ahead.
I know it's been going on, but it's new to me. But my son was here and answered the door and said Pops wasn't home, and she went on her way. Well, she called me today, and she wanted to come by for a personal interview.
How'd she get your phone number?
That's what I was wondering. I have a
She call you on your cell phone? Call you on your home phone?
She called me on my cell phone, so I asked my son, did you give her my number? And he said no. So I just told her I didn't want to participate. And she said okay and hung up. And then I hopped on the internet and started looking around, and now I'm kind of wondering what's going to go on from here.
Probably nothing. I mean, they might send you another, maybe some semi-threatening kind of letter, but I'm pretty sure not much is going to happen. Didn't Bile from blogofbile.com blog about this a long time ago?
They basically just told them to go take a hike, and they didn't do anything.
And that's what I told the census takers, too, when they came to me. So let us know if anything develops. Thanks for the story, David. More coming up. Hour 3's next. Free Talk Live.
Money's tight, and gas is expensive. Learn how each time you fill your tank, you can get 10 to 20% better mileage. That could easily save you $1,000 a year. I've been using the fuel treatment XFT in my cars for over 6 months. I keep track of my mileage and it works. Save yourself $1,000 a year. Start using XFT. Go to xft.freetalklive.com. Improve fuel economy, prolong engine life, increase horsepower, and reduce emissions. It works. xft.freetalklive.com.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.